in the Tiki Room down here at 88.5 KRFY. And with us is Brenda Rutledge. She is the head of voice department at the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint. Good morning, Brenda.
Good morning.
Good to see you again.
Very glad to be here today.
And do you want to introduce the two young gentlemen who are with you?
Yes. Today we have Caleb Wallace and Hero Hillebush. These two young men have joined our cast of Amal and the Night Visitors. They're each singing the role of Amal. And we have two performances, so you will each performance will feature one of them. And so they've been working really, really hard, learning all the music. Caleb sang the role last Christmas, so he's our veteran in the room.
Ooh.
And so he's worked hard to help his our new person, Hero, who has started to learn the role in about May. We worked all summer and encouraged him to listen to performances and study the music. And so they are both very well prepared for our performance next week.
Excellent. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, okay, now, can our listeners tell the difference in the voices between Hero and Caleb? Huh. Okay.
They shouldn't be able to.
No, that's right.
They could play the same part.
Character.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Amal and the Night Visitors, a children's operetta by Menotti, 4 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. Thursday, December 21st. That's 1 week from today, at the First Lutheran Church, 526 South Olive Street in Sandpoint, Idaho. And you can find out more information at mcs@sandpointconservatory.org. Brenda, tell us a little bit about the operetta.
That's a wonderful story. It was commissioned in 1951 by NBC, of all things. They wanted to broadcast a live opera on Christmas Eve, so it was first performed December 24th, 1951, live in black and white on television. The composer was asked to do a Christmas story, so the setting is the country of Israel 2023 years ago. The Bible talks about the three kings bringing gifts to baby Jesus, and that's the portion of the story that this opera talks about. Amal and his mother live in the countryside in Israel, and the three kings stop by their house on their way to see the Christ child
cool.
in Bethlehem.
And what are the songs about?
Well, the songs are just about their life. At the beginning, you meet Amal interacting with his mother. The character is 8 years old, so of course he's very imaginative and very creative. He's a crippled boy. That's what the story describes him as. Mm-hmm. So he's lame, and so he walks with a crutch, but he sits outside and watches the stars and the sheep. And so the songs are about, come inside, it's time to go to bed. No, Mom, I want to stay outside. So it's just kind of everyday life until the kings arrived, and then their life is turned into a turmoil, and they're not quite sure what to do because it's a brand new experience for them. And so they frantically try to host them and feed them. And so it's a very interesting story. I don't want to give it away because okay. I want everyone to come, but it has a very happy ending. It's only an hour long, so it's ideal for children. There's children in the cast. We have a
How many people in the cast?
I should know that. There's three kings. There's Amal and me. There's the page, which is the servant to the king. And then we have a chorus of shepherds, which is made up of a choir from the school, the ensemble choir. And so I'm not sure exactly how many. I think it's about 15 shepherds. So they sing and they dance and they try to make the kings feel welcome. But Amal, being Amal, pesters the king and asks them all kinds of irritating questions about where they're from and what they brought with them. And it's hilarious. The three kings are old and they're interacting with an 8-year-old boy who's pestering them. And so it's very, very enjoyable. And There, so you ask how many songs are there. And the way the opera is constructed, opera is continuous singing. So technically it's one long song. But our two young men, you will hear them sing two short arias at the beginning that are just beautiful. One about the sky, and one of the songs that Amal sings is to encourage his mother because she's so distraught with their situation before the kings come. So you will hear him explain some wonderful things.
So you guys just have to learn music. You don't have to like be actors who learning lines and stuff like that. Is that right?
Nope, not at all.
Oh.
You definitely, it's like a mix. You have to both be good at like singing the part good.
Yeah.
And you have to act it out. So like the play is still good. It's like a play mixed with one big song.
Okay. Well, that is I guess that's what opera is. I don't really know anything about
it. I was going to ask Hero, what is it like to go from a 13-year-old to an 8-year-old?
It's interesting.
Do you remember yourself as an 8-year-old?
Yeah.
Do you like him all? Is he a fun person to be?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
He's a lot like me when I was 8-year-old. Like,
ah.
Pestering my mom, doing the same things. Yeah.
Okay. And how long have you been singing?
Well, like professionally singing, or like with someone helping, like tutoring me, or just by myself?
Both. How's that? I'll let you choose how you want to answer the question.
Have you always liked to sing?
Have you always liked to sing? That's a good question, Brenda.
Yes. I've liked to sing for like forever. Like I love singing, but I've only been like taught like having someone actually to like help me grow and get better. Recently, like this last May. And so, yeah, I really enjoy it.
How long have you been working with Brenda?
Only since this last May when I started practicing for the play. That's pretty much it.
Okay.
We found him at the student recital. He was playing his lute.
No.
Lyre. I always get it wrong. He was playing his lyre, and he started singing along with himself. And I said, oh, that is Amal singing. And so I roped him in and started encouraging him to learn the part. But Caleb's been at it a little longer.
Yeah, I've been singing for about 4 years with lessons. And as Brenda already said, I've taken Amal last year, too. So I kind of knew the part, and I got to help Hero and see him grow, which is a really nice experience.
So what are the songs that, do you know the translation? What language is this, in English? Because when I think of opera, I think of Italian.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was written in America to be broadcast on American television. So it is in English. So it's very accessible to the whole audience. Will understand what's going on.
Excellent. And so what are Amal's songs about?
It's about kind of like Amal in his daily life and how he like responds to his mother, and you get to see really a lot of his character and how he interacts with his mother, and then the kings come and shake it all up, and then so they're kind of like in dismay almost, and you just get to see all of that, and it's a really nice experience.
Do you get any of the frankincense, gold, or myrrh that they're carrying, like especially the gold?
Do they get it?
Yeah. Does Amal get it?
You have to come and find out. Oh. That's kind of like the chase scene in the middle. I'll just throw that teaser out there.
Ooh, crafty.
But we do get the gifts, frankincense, gold, and myrrh. They make an appearance.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
They are props on the stage, exactly.
Where did you find frankincense and myrrh
at
this time of year?
You have to use your imagination a little bit.
I have no idea. Jim, do you know what those things actually are? Or spices, right? Or something?
Or incense. I know what gold is.
Yeah. I know what gold is.
Yay. But, you know, it's sort of an interesting story. And I'd love to learn the backstory. I'm going to have to do the backstory of it being on NBC. And
you can still watch it if you want to prepare yourself for what you're going to see. There's all like on YouTube. It's something that's been being performed since the 1950s. It's part of some people's Christmas celebration every year is to watch Amahl and the Night Visitors, just like some people go to the Nutcracker.
Sure.
So it's a wonderful way to enhance your Christmas celebration.
Absolutely. So, Brenda, I'd like to ask you something in terms of professionally. What is it like to work with younger voices as opposed to older voices?
Like the Kings.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, the Kings aren't kids?
No.
They're real not. Life human
they're
being
real
adults?
Life, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
With beards and hearing loss and all kinds of older gentleman issues.
I can relate.
So, yeah. I didn't know that. I thought this was strictly a children's performance.
Well, and we have used younger Kings. We've been doing this. This is the fourth time that I've sung the mother role myself. Mm-hmm. And so we've generally had older gentlemen sing the King's roles, but last year we had two high school boys sing two of them, and that was different because they had to try to act like old guys. Mm-hmm. Now we have Kent Kimball is singing the bass, and he's a Coeur d'Alene resident and wonderful musician. We have Dr. Rory Cray is singing our Melchior, which is the baritone role, and Jeff, and I think his last name is Eagle, is our tenor, singing Caspar. And Caspar is supposed to be partly deaf. So everything Amahl says to him, he can't hear. So he has to repeat it. Yeah, so it's hilarious. And there's some fun things that they have with them that the little boy wants to know about. But working with young boys, they bring a lot of energy. They bring a kind of a blank slate, which is wonderful as a teacher, that what you teach them is all they know about it, and they believe they can do it, and they do it.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a lot of enthusiasm. I especially love to watch our two double cast young men here help each other and suggest things to each other. And if one of them forgets where they are, the other one's sitting right there going, oh, this is next, this is next.
So you're on the stage for both performances, but one of you is Amahl and the other one could be like a friend?
The other one is the page that is the servant to the three kings.
You
so they're both
order,
on stage.
Order them around, huh? Yeah.
It's very interesting. And yet, we have a built-in understudy this way if somebody gets sick. So it's really a double reason for it. We needed a page. We needed them both to know it in case somebody got sick. So they're both very healthy. You will get to hear each of them. They've done a fabulous job. But I would say working with young people, whatever you tell them, they try it. They're game. It's just incredibly, and they just sing out and there's no inhibitions. And just like an 8-year-old boy, they're ready to try anything.
Are their voices labeled like a tenor or a bass at that age, or?
Technically, they're boy sopranos.
They're boy sopranos.
I sing duets with Amahl, and his voice is above mine in the duet. So we're going up in these beautiful little runs of music, and Amahl's voice is higher than the soprano voice in those runs. So musically, it's very interesting.
We're in conversation with Brenda Rutledge, Caleb Wallace, and Hero Hillebush from the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint. Brenda's the head of the vocal department, right?
Yes.
The queen.
And all of them are in Amahl and the Night Visitors, a children's opera by Menotti, which is 1 week from today, December 21st, 4 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. out at the First Lutheran Church on Olive Street. And this is a children's opera. Yeah. The question, I guess, my next question is, how many people total are in the performance? You got the Kings, we got you.
Because I'm not sure exactly how large the chorus is. I think it's about 10. Then we have the three kings and the page and the Amahl and I. So it's a relatively small cast. But the Lutheran Church is a wonderful venue to sing in. It's got wonderful acoustics. They always have it decorated beautifully for the season, so we don't have to do too much. The set is very simple, and they've welcomed us in there before, and so we want to give a shout out and a thank you to them for allowing us to use their space. Their entry is by donation. So I just want to let you know it is free. It's at a church, so we can't charge, but we are encouraging people to give a donation. They're suggesting about $10 for to come and attend, but there's plenty of room and lots of parking. So I think you'll be sad if you miss it. It's going to be a wonderful experience.
And next Thursday at 4, so, and it lasts about an hour?
It's just an hour. So.
Okay, so before supper or at 6:30?
Uh-huh.
After supper.
Yeah.
What do you guys do in between? Do you eat?
You know, that's a great question.
Well, one of us is playing the before show, which is 4, and the other one is on stage a little bit for that because they're the page helping the kings.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is playing the later show as a mall, and the other one is going to be the page. So we kind of have little break times, so we get to do that, and it's really fun.
It's really
cool.
Do you guys know who's going first and who's going to be a mall at the 4 and who's at the 6:30?
Well, I'm pretty sure I'm at the 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. one. And though the one thing that I'd like to add to what Caleb was saying is that it's kind of nice that we switch off because the page does not have very many lines.
Mm-hmm.
It's if we one of us had to sing the mall twice. It's like a lot of singing, mm-hmm. but the page is sort of like a break. So, like, if I was singing the first one, being the page on the second one is basically just like a nice break while mm-hmm. I'm still doing all the acting, but like my voice gets to rest. And Caleb can warm up a little bit as the page. And then when he sings the thing, mm-hmm. then he'll be like ready to go.
Well, this was a very good idea, Brenda. I must say, I don't know. That's a nice way of doing it. Having the two Amals, and you can a lot of benefits there. Is Amal? I mean, Amal's the title character. Is he the one doing most of the singing for the show?
Well, it's all singing.
Yeah.
I think he only leaves the stage when he goes to collect his friends, the other shepherds, to gather up some food for the kings.
Ah.
Other than that, he's on the stage the whole time. And the mm-hmm. only time I leave the stage is to go get some firewood.
Mm-hmm.
And then I come back. So it's kind of even between Amal and me as far as on the stage the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually think he has the most beautiful music. That's beautifully written for the boy soprano. You will hear some beautiful lyric arias that are just, you'll get goosebumps on your knees. I do when they sing. So,
and that's 4 days before Christmas, the 21st. Let's take a music break. And then I'm going to come back and I want to talk with Caleb and I want to talk with Hero about when they're not, what are they doing when they're not a mall? What fills their time? What grade in school they are and things like that. On this date, December 14th, in 1968, Motown had three number one songs, not number one songs, but it was 1, 2, and 3 on the charts.
Mm.
The only time that they've had, and they've played around with next week, another different number one, but of the three, they were just jockeying for positions. And the number one song on this date in 1968... I remember that date.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Because I heard it through the grapevine. And this is Marvin Gaye. That was Marvin Gaye. I heard it through the grapevine on this date in 1968, 55 years ago.
I think that's my favorite version of I Heard It Through the Grapevine.
The way the big chill begins with it. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's just absolutely. By the way, a little bit of trivia.
Mm-hmm.
You know how the big chill begins?
Yes, I do.
And do you know who the body is?
Isn't it the director's son?
No, it's Kevin Costner.
And the body, yes, the body. I do. I'm sorry, yes. I thought I meant in
and
the
they, bat. Yeah. And uh-huh. they plan to have some backstory about him, but they never did. So as a result, he got the lead in Silverado, the next movie. Little bit of trivia. We're here with Brenda Rutledge, Caleb Wallace, and Hero Hillebush. Amal and the Night Visitors, 1 week from today, the 21st of December, 4 days before Christmas, at the First Lutheran Church on Olive Street here in downtown Sandpoint. But it's not downtown. It's in the burbs.
Yeah. It's out in the, what is that neighborhood? It's in prestigious South Sandpoint.
It's out there. It's out there. It's 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And at 6:30, two performances of this children's opera. And I want to focus in on Caleb and Hero. What grade are you guys in?
I am in 8th grade. And I'm also homeschooled, which is fun.
Okay. Okay, and?
I'm in 7th grade, and I'm doing some 8th grade work. I'm also homeschooled, and I got, my main teacher is my mom, but my dad helps a little bit.
Okay, and do you have a favorite subject?
My favorite subject's probably reading The Hobbit, like this classic book.
Cool. How about you, Caleb?
My favorite subject is either history or social studies.
Ooh, neat. And who are your homeschooler teachers?
It's mostly my mom, but my dad has taught me to read and write.
Okay, excellent. And when did you, either one of you, begin to, maybe you don't remember when you first sang, but decided to take the next step and get vocal training? Do you remember when that occurred?
It occurred when I was a little kid. I was kind of just like singing along with my dad because he plays guitar, and he wanted me to really get into singing. And so I've been taking voice lessons for about 4 years, and it's been really good. My teacher Janice has helped me a lot with like breathing and like vocal pitches. It's really cool.
And how oftentimes do you have a lesson, a vocal lesson?
I have one once a week.
Once a week. And so what do you do when you're in between vocal lessons? Do you just, you know, wake up in the morning singing? Do you go to bed at night singing? do your parents say, hey, Caleb, tone it down in there. Don't sing so loud.
Not really. I do a lot of, like, skateboarding and schoolwork. And I also do Taekwondo, which is really cool.
Okay. And how about you, Hero? Well, how do you spend your time when you're not reading and when you're not taking vocal lessons?
Well, I'm either trying to find something fun to do. Like, occasionally I'll do video games. Sometimes I'll play with my friends. Other times I'll make up, like, some fun game with my brother Archer or Camden, but I do sometimes sing a lot, and then my mom's like, Hero, stop singing so loud.
What do you sing? I know that you don't sing the songs from Amal the Night Visitors all the time, so what else do you sing? Any pop songs, or?
I mean, my dad, I just basically sing whatever I hear.
Okay.
So, like, my dad doesn't listen to very many pop songs. And so I've sung, like, pretty much anything from Mozart to rock.
You're all over the place, huh?
Yeah.
Wonderful. Is this, I know Caleb last year was Amal. And this year you're Amal. What is it like to be, is this your first, I'm asking Hero, is this your first time on the stage singing before an audience?
Probably my first time in like a long time, like probably my first like real time. My mom did like this theater thing. It was like all kids, and we were doing like Mary and Joseph going to Bethlehem last Christmas, and so mom like spent a lot of time working on a play like that. So that was like another time, but this is like my main like real time.
Yeah. Did you have an audience for that show last year?
Yeah, we had a pretty big audience.
Yeah.
The audience, like, we were doing it. She was, like, an actual teacher of theater at, like, a co-op we were doing. So she was just, like, teaching us, like, the theater stuff. And so it was, like, a small-time performance. But since we were doing it at a co-op, there was, like, a big audience. But
cool.
Yeah.
So you're not, this is nobody's first time in front of like a big crowd of people. That must be nice.
Yeah.
You're veterans, right?
Yeah.
What happens if you see some of your friends out there? Do they try to distract you? Do they try to make you break character and smile? There's a smile on Caleb's face. Does that ever happen?
Yeah, it happened a couple times. It was really hard to work through it, but you had to.
Not be distracted by...
stay like, focused, right? Yeah.
That's got to be tough. I was going to say, what's your next career move? but I won't ask you that. I mean, you might have big plans that you don't want to share quite yet.
So what goes into... Brenda, did you know... Basically, after last year's performance, you knew we're going to do this again. This was fun. We're doing it next Christmas too, or what? When did you decide that you were doing them all in the Night Visitors again? And then, kind of, how much work goes into putting this all together?
The first time we did it was 10 years ago, and it was a lot more work because we were all new to it.
Everybody was new, right?
So it's become easier as we have more returning cast members. It's a little easier because we remember the staging, we have the costumes already, we've tried different venues. We did it at the conservatory last year. It was a little too small for the number of the cast and
the camels
and the camel. Right,
where do you put the camels?
So we've kind of done it every other year for a few years, and last year Caleb did it. And we weren't sure he would still be a soprano this year, but he is. And then when I heard Hero sing in our spring recital and beautiful boy soprano voice, I asked our director, Karin Wiedemeyer, can we do a mall again this year? Because I think we have a nice combination of young men that can double cast it. And so we started in May, but we don't, I think she's looking at doing it every year. But if it's contingent on having a male soprano, that's key. We can't do it with just anybody. I'm still going to be here. The Kings, we can round up old guys to sing the three Kings parts, and they're having a ball, and they give a lot of support and a lot of comic relief. But it can only be cast if we've got a male soprano accessible. So I would say that we hope to do it as many years as we can, because it's just a wonderful part of Christmas.
Well, one more time, Amal and the Night Visitors, a children's opera. It lasts about an hour. Two performances a week from today, December 21st, 4th and 6:30. And it's at First Lutheran Church at 526 South Olive. Anything else you want to say, Brenda or Caleb or Hero, before we send you out into your day?
I just want to give a shout out to our musicians, our orchestra, which is provided by Dr. Matt Goodrich at the piano. And he gives wonderful support to all of our singers. We also have Denise Wang will be playing his clarinet, which provides the sound when Amal is playing his flute, his pipes. So whenever he's supposed to be playing his pipes, you will hear the clarinet.
Denny is playing.
Yes.
Cool.
So we have an orchestra of sorts. And I wanted to make sure that I thanked them for their help and support.
And this is supported by the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint. What's ahead for you today, Caleb? What's on the agenda?
Are we going to school?
I don't know what I'm specifically doing, but probably going to do a lot of Christmas shopping since I haven't really gotten any gifts yet.
Ooh.
And what's at 4 o'clock?
4 o'clock is another Amal rehearsal, which I'm really
make sure he didn't forget.
And how about for you, Hero? What's the rest of your day going to look like, your Thursday?
I have no idea.
Your day is a blank canvas, and you're going to paint whatever unfolds.
Yeah, just to have a good day today.
Yeah, absolutely. Want to thank both of you, and of course, Brenda, for coming in. It is always good to see you again, Brenda.
Thank you.
I unfortunately won't be able to catch your performances. I'll be elsewhere. Yeah. Maybe you can go on the road, go on tour, and I'll catch you then.
With our camels.
There you go. Don't forget to feed the camels. Okay, we're going to take another music break and then talk about some upcoming events. Again, Amal and the Night Visitors, 1 week from today, 4 o'clock and 6:30 at the First Lutheran Church. Come and see Caleb. Come and see Hero. And applaud wonderfully for what they're doing. This was one of the other two top three songs. See if you remember the Supremes.